Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's pretend that this is going to go 7 games. And let's say the 5 starters for the Celtics and the 5 starters for the Knicks. You think they're going to be relatively even in terms of their offensive output?
I would hope so.
Then the difference is what's coming off the bench and who's scoring off the bench.
Yeah. I'd really like to see a just dud of a series from Kristaps Porzingis, too. That would be great.
Well, this is where if he were playing for the Knicks, he'd end up getting hurt.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He'd have a thigh contusion or something.
He'd have a flank problem. Brian in Sea Caucus. What's going on, Brian?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
I just wanted to make the point that it seems like basketball doesn't have any plays. Like football, you have a running play, a passing play. It's like 5-10 guys running around with chickens without a head, and I don't know, see if somebody gets open or throw the guy, throw up an air ball. It seems like there's no set plays in basketball.
No, there are. There are definitely set plays, and a lot of it is, you know, intuition, playing with each other for years, knowing where each other's going to be, pick and rolls. You know, constant movement, guys running from one end to the other. Some guys are set in the corner, you know, and the key is to know where everybody is on the court at the time of when it is crunch time. And, you know, like you know what the Knicks are doing. You could see Bridges is going to be in the corner and Anobi's going to be in the other corner.
Mm-hmm.
Karl-Anthony Towns probably going to be out by, you know, maybe foul line extended or something. And then Jalen Brunson's going to be running off of a pick and roll, either of him or Mitchell Robinson or Josh Hart.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Tibbs has left something to be desired with some of his out-of-timeout inbounds plays, for sure. That's just been a thing that has followed him around since he's been the coach. It hasn't hurt him that much, but there are times where you're a little bit confused as to what they're doing. But, yeah, I mean, you saw some real ball movement and some real offense in Game 3. And last night, you saw in crunch time just Jalen Brunson having to take the entire game over, especially because Karl-Anthony Towns had fouled out at that point. But it was all in Jalen Brunson's hands. So, yeah, I mean, when you've got a star who is that clutch, who's your point guard, and is got he's now tied for the most 40-point games in Knicks playoff history.
Which is crazy. And he's got 2 years here. You know, the one thing I will say is that, you know, whether it be Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, those guys took the ball in their hands late in games and would go make plays. Sometimes they would pass it off to a teammate that was wide open, but most of the time they were driving to the hoop, they were trying to get a foul, and they were going up and getting a basket. When their team needed it, those guys went and got it. And that's what Jalen Brunson is doing. He's doing that part of it. If there is a criticism that is thrown at LeBron James, is that when he is in that situation, more often than not, as he is going, he may be doubled, he's willing to pass it.
Yeah, I mean, the shot, the biggest shot that was taken in the Cleveland championship that he finally delivered to that city was from Kyrie Irving, because he decided to give up the ball.
Which is okay. I mean, it's fine.
Well, that's the point, is that it worked.
And you had another superstar that you were passing it to. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, is that if it's the end of the game and it's under 2 minutes, Jalen Brunson's going to have the ball in his hands. And he's going to have to create something. And there will usually be a high pick and roll. I mean, there were a couple of pick and rolls last night where, I mean, there were guys being tackled.
Yeah. I mean, I also think you can't win in that situation unless... So if you're Jalen Brunson, you hit the shot, you can win. But if you're Jalen Brunson and you miss the shot, you're like, he's ball hog, he passed the ball. And then if he passes the ball and then the other guy misses the shot, why aren't you taking the shot? So that shot always has to be you, and it always has to go down, or you're going to get criticism both ways. You should have passed it, or you shouldn't have passed it.
Well, to me, I mean, this team, the biggest problem that they have is the lack of bench scoring as we speak right now.
Well, and then defending the three-pointer and defense overall, I think, is a huge problem.
But they're getting nothing from their bench. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the one game from campaign.
Yep.
That was it.
Game one.
Yeah. I mean, and he was awesome. And since that point, have they really gotten much?
No. Dan in Scarsdale. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. Quick question. I'm wondering whether the main problem here with the Knicks is the coaching. That Tibbs really isn't the right guy for the team, and they need to somehow get someone that is more in tune with what the Knicks need to do. And I ask that because I look at a team like OKC, and I feel like they have one true superstar. And we've got more than that, yet we're not producing like we need to be.
Well, I mean, look at the Cavaliers as well. I mean, they're built sort of in a similar way, you know, and they've got really, really good players, but it's not like, you know, the LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh teams by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, there's no doubt that a Tom Thibodeau team is not built like this. That is for sure. And the Pistons are more of a Tom Thibodeau team than the Knicks are. And if they end up getting like completely wiped out in this series, maybe there is a conversation about him. And it's not necessarily even his fault. And I know Leon Rose consults with Tom Thibodeau, but maybe it's just the team at this time would need a new voice and someone just a little bit different, especially if there's coaches out there that are available that you wouldn't expect. You see what's going on with the Rangers. There was a guy who won a couple of cups in Pittsburgh. He was there for 10 years, got a little stale. The fact that an NHL head coach is anywhere for 10 years is amazing. The Rangers job is open. All of a sudden, mutual parting of ways, big contract.
Yes.
Could something like that happen with Eric Spoelstra?
Mike Malone.
Yeah, I know. Malone's already fired, but I don't know. From the Knicks insiders that we talked to, the Knicks insiders.
Yeah.
They don't feel like Malone is well-liked in the building enough to be the guy. So
yeah, I mean, the reality is that those other three teams at the top of the top-tier teams, that's what I would call them, top-tier teams.
Top-tier teams.
Yeah. I mean, they're deeper than the Knicks. That's all there is. And the question is Tibbs going to go to his bench and use his bench more in this series? I mean, he has relied on his starters. And I know the other teams play their starters just as much. It's just that they don't seem to get, the Knicks don't seem to get great point production from the bench.
Let's go to Merrill in Oceanside. What's going on, Merrill?
Good morning, you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Feel Good Friday, Merrill. What's up?
Hi. I was coming to that question that you just were mentioning. I don't understand. The whole series, he didn't put in Precious Achiuwa at all. And yeah. Precious Achiuwa was very involved during the regular year. You know, somewhat. You know, like, it doesn't make sense. Is he punished or something? Is he benched?
No.
You
know?
It's all about matchups and trust and defense and physicality. I mean, I'm sure Tibbs has his reasons. But, you know, Merrill, you're speaking right to me because I said this last year, and everybody took it the wrong way. I'm not saying that he's got to be out there playing 30 minutes, but you got to give the guy some skin in the game, please. I mean, everybody, like, you practice, you play, you're out there, you play the whole season, guys get hurt. Let me turn to you. You're the guy that's got to go in there. And then when it becomes this time of the year, all of a sudden the guy's tied to the bench. And I tried to explain that from Wally Szczerbiak's perspective and how he understood it as a player. Precious is not a guy that's going to be yapping and screaming and yelling and bitching and complaining. That's not who he is.
No.
Now, he may do that once the season is over and say, hey, you know, if I'm not good enough to here to, you know, to play in the playoffs, my coach doesn't want to play me, what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah, I mean, you may see him a lot in this series coming up. You just don't know. But for this particular series against the Pistons, he felt like he wasn't worth putting in the game. But, I mean, Merrill is speaking your language right there, boy, on a Feel-Good Friday.
I'm trying to be realistic. You know, I'm like, I don't want him out there for 30 minutes, but, you know, you got to give him something. You know, give somebody a break. I mean, like, just Josh Hart, I mean, he just goes 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's what he does, though. You know what I mean? That's his game. And he's conditioned. He does it. Well, I mean, just keep him doing what he's doing. Get a bunch of rebounds. Be the energy. Dean in Norwalk. What's going on, Dean?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, what's up, Dean?
A lot of the criticism on Tibbs is justified. I don't think Coach Brunson is any good as a tactician. If you notice, though, the turnaround with the Cavs and the fall of the Knicks with the way their offense is run, it's Johnny Bryant going to the Cavs. That's the reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting...
Johnny Bryant's back.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting take, and he is the, like, assistant head coach, I think, now for the Cavs under Kenny Atkinson, and he was with the Knicks prior to that. I mean, it's something I hadn't heard of and hadn't thought of. I'm usually not thinking about assistant coaches, quite frankly, but, you know, there may be something to that. I mean, I know you got a couple of guys on there with a ton of experience. And
but, I mean, Darius Garland has taken his game to a whole nother level.
Yeah. Mo Cheeks is on that Knicks staff back there doing his thing.
Right.
Big Maurice Cheeks.
But you know how, like, certain guys grow up right before your eyes and all of a sudden find their game and feel comfortable? No matter what sport we're talking about, it's usually about quarterbacks when we're talking about that.
Sure.
But Darius Garland has taken his game to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I mean, he has, and then just with the two big guys playing as well together as you could possibly imagine, it doesn't necessarily work like that all the time when you put two big guys like Mobley and Jared Allen together, but the two of them are just two peas in a pod, and it's just working out great. It's just one of those teams. It just fits perfectly. And they're going to be a tough, tough out no matter who they face. And right now, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, they're the best team in the East. I mean, you can't tell me it's the Celtics the way that the Cavaliers have played.
Yeah, it is interesting because now you have Indiana and New York having to play these two teams.
Yep.
And, you know, can one or the other upset two of the best teams in the league.
It's a shame that Tyrese Halliburton's dad has been banned from the rest of the games because we could have gotten him out there, you know, maybe a little...
Get in the face of, I don't know, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, get in the face of him, maybe, you know, throw a punch, something like that.
Just... Quite frankly, I'm not worried about that series right now. I'm looking at one series, one possession, one quarter, one half, one game. That's how you got to take it.